What's up, everybody? Sir Aaron Carter here, and we are talking about Battleborn on the Weekend Bang. It's Gearbox's MOBA, first-person MOBA, excuse me, I better get that right, and we're going to dissect it from beginning to end. Corey, Steven, and Jerry Panericon join me here on this week's episode so we can learn all about Gearbox's next big game. Go to Twitter and give us a follow, at Video Game Bang, then head over to Facebook.com and go /VideoGameBangBang and like the page. And you might get a little something, or you might not. I'm not guaranteeing anything, all right? And go ahead and tell your friends to subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Zune Marketplace because they can hear all the good times that we have each day, week in, week out. Twitch.com/VGBang is where you can watch me play video games like Minecraft, Smite, and anything else I'm feeling. Probably Fallout, mainly Fallout. Corey Vincent just did the Ice Bucket Challenge. Go check it out at The Video Game Bang on YouTube. And if you want to check out everything about geek culture and some of our articles, head over to nerdreactor.com. They have everything there. I mean, like, literally everything over there. So now, without further ado, here's the latest episode of The Weekend Bang.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the issue gets real. I don't get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, everybody? This is Sir Aaron Carter with The Weekend Bang, brought to you by NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? I'm reacting to myself just Instagramming that right now. First time Instagrammed it. Dope.
You Instagrammed the intro to the show?
I just Instagrammed the intro to the show. Wow. Yes, I did.
We're going to new frontiers.
Conceited? I think so.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, you're probably hearing that right now because I just, you know, Instagrammed it myself. Anyway, today's show brought to you by NerdReactor.com. Like I said before, we have Corey Vincent in the house.
Hey!
And if Corey Vincent was an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., he'd be an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., clearly.
Coulson.
You wouldn't be Coulson. Yeah, brought back from Tahiti? That's what we're going to say.
Spoilers.
And across from him, if he were an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., he'd be, again, an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. That's probably where.
And we're back!
Yeah, there it is.
What's up, everybody?
Steven Gutierrez.
What's up with the Jew?
That's not how you pronounce it?
Are you racist?
I've been calling him Gutierrez since I've met him.
Little Hitler over there.
Anyway.
Little mustache.
And you just heard his voice sucking up all the room in the building.
Sucking up sand.
Jerry Panericon.
Hi, guys.
That is the rapiest voice.
Why we call him Creepy Jerry.
In show business.
Yeah. He's got a sex dungeon.
You know what we did over the weekend, Corey?
I do not.
We watched Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, you did? Oh,
yes, we did.
What? Yes, he did.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
A bootleg version.
No, we went to the movie theater.
He actually paid.
I paid. I sat down. $8.50. I thought it was going to be
cheap. Cheapest hole ever.
Whoa.
$8.50. I sat down. Not expecting to be astounded because everybody's hype train was at full throttle. You know what I mean?
It definitely is.
And I loved it.
You did?
Yeah. That's
amazing.
Wow. Peter Quill, a.k.a.
Star-Lord.
Star-Lord, or no, I'm looking for the actor's name.
Star-Lord.
Andy. I just
know him from Andy.
Samberg.
He's an amazing character. Right. Yeah, like he does a good
Chris
job.
Chris Pratt,
there we go. Bautista.
Yeah.
He does a good job.
I think for what it was, he did a great job.
Have you seen any of old Bautista movies, first of all?
Bautista. Yes. Yeah. Yes, I saw Wrong Side of Town, was it?
The one with the motorcycle.
Van Damme
and
Rob Van Dam gets shot in the shoulder and lifts the motorcycle.
Exactly.
A WWE movie?
Yeah, it was a WWE movie.
You didn't know wrestlers have superpowers?
I had no idea.
So I was expecting him to suck.
Vin Diesel did a good job. Amazing.
I am Groot.
Rocket Raccoon, I was surprisingly happy with him because I was expecting a British accent the whole time. That's just what I imagined, though. If you go back to any of the cartoons, anytime they have Rocket Raccoon on the Guardians of the Galaxy, it's a British actor that plays the voice actor. Always.
Really? I don't remember.
Yeah. And so I was like, I don't know about Mr. Cooper, you know.
Don't you ever
doing this. Bradley Cooper. But I couldn't even tell that was Bradley Cooper. When I saw him, yeah. I did not see Bradley.
Hangover?
Yeah, I didn't see any of that.
I think that's the point of a good voice actor, where you don't get distracted and you can just get it. He played the character more than he played himself.
Is that his first time voice acting a role?
I'd have to imagine he's done some things.
I can't think of anything off the top of my head. If you know, hey, tweet it.
Yeah, tweet it. Hashtag
Rocket.
Rocket
Rocket Cooper.
Who else? Zoe. She's beautiful. My favorite color, green.
Mm-hmm. I liked her counterpart, though.
Oh, you liked Nebulous?
Yeah. Was it the robot arm?
It was the robot arm.
It can jack you super fast without
rip your crap off.
Without losing your friction?
She did good.
Hey,
she
there's
did
no
good.
Danger in it. There's nothing there. There's
if
no
you danger. If you want to see what? Thanos, no. I think I like the way they did Thanos. That's very tasteful.
His chin's pretty powerful.
He's supposed to have a powerful chin.
That is a powerful
Too
chin.
Too much gold for me.
Wow.
Not enough blue.
Not enough blue in his costume.
It could change. I saw a side-by-side picture to the Infinity Gauntlet comic, and it looked like the pretty spot on, except obviously
so
way
much
more
gold.
Detailed.
So much. He looks like C-3PO.
Yeah. I don't know.
Above 3CPO.
Have you guys seen the Lego movie?
No.
I've seen half of it.
Is Thanos in that?
No, he's not. But I saw that, and it was pretty damn good, too. Another Chris Pratt. Basically the exact same premise, but Legos instead of people.
He was the main character?
Yeah.
Chris Pratt is on a roll.
Whoa.
He's on a roll.
Yeah, he is. He's on a taco roll.
Married to Anna Faris.
So they've already...
Ooh,
it stops.
He's so lucky.
What do you mean
really?
It stops
what?
There?
What?
Anna Faris is good.
She is hot.
After surgery?
What do you mean after surgery?
Her lips are all blown up and nasty.
I need to go see Anna Faris because maybe she got into a train wreck or something. Yeah. And you're
this
mistaken.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure this is not the Anna Faris of Scary Movie. There's a new Anna Faris, but her face is all jacked up.
The last thing I saw was she was on the red carpet for Guardians, and she was looking good.
Oh, unless they did some corrective stuff.
So, just to be clear, we're talking. Maxim
Aaron's
cover
a picture of
Anna Faris. Dark hair right now.
I'm gonna find some pictures.
I'm just saying.
Let me see this.
You're probably gonna find.
I'm gonna let you finish.
You're gonna find her being beat up by the Terminator or whatever, or the War Machine guy, and that's what you're gonna find.
That is
it's a bad woman right there.
Yeah, loved her in Scary Movie. Mm. He's married, and that seems like a funny comedy pair. So that child is gonna be hilarious.
He's not gonna have a. Funny personality.
He's going to be.
He's
going to
be around it so much. He's just going to be like, so. He's going to be Gondo, robot.
Wow, Gondo maybe from the future. He's Anna Faris and Chris Pratt's kid.
That is terrible.
That would be that'd be mind boggling. And then I went on after I was through watching Guardians of the Galaxy. Went online and they have a lot of speculations because you know it got picked up for a part two, right?
Oh yeah.
So people are speculating what's coming next. You know, what are they going to do? Are they going to move it towards the Avengers, so that it all wraps up with a Avengers 3 type of thing, where Avengers finally face Thanos, or are they going to do their own still space centric, you know, type of storyline? Because there's still a lot more stuff to explore out there in space in the Marvel universe.
The whole cosmic universe.
Yeah, what's the character's name? Adam.
Adam Warlock.
Adam Warlock.
That's the cocoon guy, right?
Yeah, a lot of people are speculating him because, small spoiler, his cocoon was actually seen in the movie.
And broken.
And broken afterwards.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Kuna. Howard the Duck was like he was a throw-off.
I was so disappointed with that.
I know, but that's the thing. Like, wow. Howard the Duck is in the forefront, but in the background, over his shoulder, is the cocoon. So no one was really looking at the cocoon.
And
he
the Slither.
Take
the worm from Slither.
Yeah, that was in there, too.
That's just a little... Because promoting his own movies. Movie, right? Yeah, that's what that was. But nonetheless, it was an amazing movie. I'd recommend to go seeing it. A lot of people were saying they went to go see it twice, three times. I don't do that with movies.
See one movie every 5 years.
So. Well, no, I watch...
every millennium.
Literally, I watch a lot of movies, but...
not the good ones.
The movies I watch, you know, I usually like watching them at home, you know? And this is why, because when we were in theaters, what happened, Jerry, when you sat down?
There was a little kiss
right in your ear. That's one thing. And then when stuff would go on in the movie, I'd hear some dude, look, that's a reference to it. I'd hear it like over my shoulder, and I'm like, yeah, I get it, dude.
There's always one guy who goes, Stan Lee.
Yeah, when they showed Stan Lee up there. Yeah.
Always whispering to their girlfriend, that's Stan Lee, babe.
No, nobody cares, bro.
Hey, babe, Stan Lee. He's like cares. In all of them.
I think, and what was just backwards universe, it was me and the black guy next to each other over on the side, both looking upset like, shut the hell up, everybody.
That's funny, the black guy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. but we're here about the video games, everybody.
Yes.
And it seems like there's one video game that has been going under the radar in our video game bang crew.
Oh, whatever can it be?
Wish
I had show notes.
This game is brought to you by a small company that barely makes Reactor. Video games. You may know them as Gearbox.
What?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Gearbox.
What games did they make again?
They made a game called Duke Nukem.
Never heard of it.
And what's that?
What was it? Duke Nukem Renuked?
Forever?
Forever?
Because it took forever for it to come out?
Duke Nukem Failure?
Yeah.
Oh, what? It low, was low, not? Low, it low. Wasn't?
It sucked.
Yeah, thank you. They also made a small game called Borderlands.
What's that one about?
Never heard of it.
Well, it takes place on the border between Mexico and California.
Okay, that makes sense.
And you play an illegal immigrant who's trying to cross.
That actually sounds like a lot more
that took a left turn.
That'd be way better than Duke Nukem.
It probably would be. You know, Borderlands 4-player co-op RPG action shooter. They do shooters pretty well. Pretty solid.
It's good.
We've had hours upon hours of fun playing, you know, Borderlands. But now they want to move into a genre of gaming that seems to be taking over the entire universe.
Don't know why.
MOBAs. You don't know why? MOBAs. Really? Do not know why? Actually, it's just, to me, a MOBA is an evolution of already what we're playing. It's just...
Team versus team.
Thank you. Team versus team stuff. It's just throwing you into a different pit.
It's done.
Why don't you like MOBAs?
It's oversaturated.
It's because it's oversaturated, but have you found a good MOBA to play?
Smite.
Exactly.
That was it, and then I was done.
So the MOBA genre has that basic three-lane type of deal, right? You know, that's wow, all of them. Some of them are starting to move off. We're going into the second-generation MOBA of, what is the Blizzard one? I'm blanking on the name.
Heroes of the Storm.
Heroes of the Storm.
They're
touting that they're going to be doing something different. You know, you got Strife coming out. Don't forget to pick up your beta keys.
Thanks, Ace.
What other MOBAs out there? Second-generation MOBAs.
Second-gen MOBAs.
Doesn't matter. Dawn Gate might be one as well. I don't think it's second-gen. Nah, I don't know. Yeah. But anyway, this MOBA is actually supposed to be a little different. Number one, coming out on the console first. You know, Gearbox, that's what Gearbox does. Mm-hmm. Number two, first person.
Ooh. Ah,
right. Mm. And number three, well, we'll get to that. Today we're going to be dissecting.
You don't know number three?
A little bit of A, a little bit of B. I don't know.
Number four, profit.
So anyway, we're going to be dissecting this game up. Because earlier today I asked the two gentlemen sitting on the couch, did they know what this game was? And they replied, no.
What?
And then I came in and asked Corey, do you know this game? And he also said, say the name.
What?
What?
Pretty much.
And you guys are on the video game podcast? How's that even possible?
Well, to be fair,
but
I said it's that one first-person MOBA, right? And you said yes. So I know what it is. I just don't care.
I said Gearbox is making it.
Yeah, see?
Don't try to throw little
gems out. Give us partial credit.
Of everything that I've already said. Jeez. Anyway.
Do you guys know that Gearbox made Duke Nukem?
Yeah. We said that.
Okay.
Yeah. Not the original.
Yeah, not the first one.
But the abomination that was the next one that came after.
Yeah,
kind of killed their cred.
I can't blame them.
Yeah, I mean,
they wanted to get a big license. Well, what they thought was a big license, and they wanted to capitalize on the hype. So
I think they just took over the work that was already done and then try to just make it pretty. And
so this game, or I read an article online for GameInformer.com, and they went and dissected the game as well, and I thought this was a pretty cool article. You know, let's talk about this type of stuff, because I'm actually pretty excited about this game. They have four different categories that they go through, and they break it down of why their game is unique as opposed to your regular MOBAs. First of all, I mean, I don't like League of Legends too much, so, you know, the first-person thing was already, but, you know, I digress. The first thing we have is team-based competitive matches. That's basically your your basic modes for any type of multiplayer type of deal. You know, you're gonna have your teams pitted against each other, you know, versus and stuff like that. But what's different about this one, it says, while MOBAs may be the easiest comparison point for the structure of Incursion, which is the game mode in Battleborn, Battleborn plays like a shooter through and through. So they're saying instead of just, you know, being a MOBA, like how Smite is a MOBA to where you can just, you know, you have your lanes and everybody pretty much has a lot of moves. Like, you've played League of Legends as well, Jerry, right?
Yeah.
And you can see the similarities between the characters from Smite and League of Legends, right? Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, they basically have the same kind of setups, just different control types. This one, Gearbox is saying that it's going to be a straight-up shooter. So if you played your... But in MOBA form. So if you're playing your Call of Duties, if you're a Call of Duty fan out there and you're a Battlefield fan, you should be able to pick this up at least and get the basic idea of how to shoot and stuff like
that. So there's
that.
Not
basically
gonna be...
an objective...
Call more so. More so.
In a way.
Yes. More so.
So there's not going to be different classes like tanks and healers.
We're getting to that.
Is there towers?
Yeah. We're going to get to that as well.
Everybody's just shooting, right?
We're dissecting this bad boy. We're dissecting this.
I thought we're bisecting it.
We're trisecting it.
Nobody wants to go what's after that, Jerry?
Quadsecting it?
Quinsecting it?
Quinn?
Can we keep going?
I don't know. It's your turn, sucker.
Steven, I think he's talking to you.
I ain't no sucker.
I'll take number six. Let's see, where was that? The matches we played, this is Game Informer talking. The matches we played had more of a tug-of-war feel than most competitive shooters, with both the scores earned from killing players, NPCs, and taking down opposing teams' massive spider mechs and map territory consistently oscillating between two teams. The smaller player count also makes matches feel more intimate than most shooters, while the inclusion of NPCs ensures there isn't much downtime. So, I mean, it sounds like what he's saying here, it sounds like, you know, you got all the different objectives like MOBAs do for killing, what are they, creeps? What do you call
them? Yeah, you call them creeps. Yeah.
Minions, whatever you want to call it, NPC characters as well, and then other players, but you still have that shooter feel. You know what I mean? Yeah. Did it feel more like a shooter? Because, I mean, this is Gearbox. Did Borderlands feel like a shooter to you guys? Or did it feel more RPG-ish?
Because you have a gun in your hand. So, yes, I would say it's a shooter.
Borderlands is definitely first-person shooter, first RPG second.
So, and then the other thing that interested me about their phrasing here is this tug-of-war feeling. Now, whenever you play other MOBAs, such as League of Legends, I'm going to use that example because that's the biggest one, I never really feel a tug-of-war feel.
What are you talking about?
It's always just one side.
It's always, if there's a tug-of-war feel, it's in the first 2 seconds.
Whoever has a good player has been
killed. Yeah, right? It's like whoever gets that first kill, they just push and then boom.
I've been in games with you where we've had massive comebacks. You were there, bro. You were there.
I don't know about that.
Remember, you were so hyped on the game for like a week after that match. And granted, I guess it should happen more than just a match here, match there.
Yeah.
But
it should be every match.
It never happens.
It should be. I shouldn't know 15 minutes into the game who's going to win the match.
That's stupid, though, because the same thing happens in Call of Duty. We play Call of Duty.
What?
Not true.
What?
That is not true.
We've gone on hot streaks where just about every game in the night, we're just smashing people.
It's because we're just good.
Where's the butt?
There's no butt. That's it. Every game has its thing where not every multiplayer match is going to be a back and forth. There's going to be lopsided victories if you're on a good team.
I don't know about that. Well, if you're if you're on a good team, but it should happen more often than not.
Okay, it doesn't happen enough for you, but it does happen, and it does happen a decent amount. So is that what you're hoping to get out of this new one?
I'm very much hoping so. That's what they said that it feels like, so it better damn well deliver.
What really that comes down to is matchmaking then. That's just poor matchmaking.
Well, okay, so we talked about that game. Well, we didn't really talk about it, but I told you about that first-person shooter where everything is just 100% skill-based.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no perks, there's no regeneration health or anything like that. Everybody runs the same speed, everybody has the same weapons. You just run around and shooting. I can see if I'm playing that, that has a lot more tug of war back and forth, because it's all skill based. And there, and then how even on that do you actually even match people with skills if everything is all your hand? I mean, how am I going to say that I look at a target quicker than Jerry looks at a target and is able to move my mouse over there quicker than he is?
There's a skill level, though, and, like, you have to adapt. Every shooter's different. Everyone's sensitivity's different. You get better of learning the maps and where people are going to hide, and there's intricacies that go beyond just hand-eye coordination. It's not like a foot race.
It should know? Be.
That's not what it... And then even if it is, some people are in better shape than others, so other... And then you got to get better, sharpen your skills. I mean... That's why I think matchmaking is the issue. And maybe it's kind of skewed in League a little more because everybody has a Smurf account.
And which is terrible. And
multiple Smurf accounts. So you're in low levels playing against...
The accounts are blue?
What? Wow.
What?
Terrible.
What?
What?
That's so bad.
We'll go back to the best game in history.
Best game in history?
ET?
Halo 2.
Oh my god.
Where the matchmaking, that was like one of the last few games where they did like a really good ranking system.
When are you
going to
let it go?
But the ranking system was so good, Steven.
Let it go.
Steven, my boy. The only thing, the only issue with that is that people would de-level and that would be a pain in the ass. But that's how you get level matchmaking.
I just hope when this comes out that they really focus on balance. That way you do have those tug-of-war games. And it comes up to our next topic in the whole thing, which is a massive roster of playable characters. That's what Woo-hoo! I think.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're already saying that it's supposed to be, you know, a massive roster. It says, what's it like? Gearbox likened the game's stable of playable characters to a fighting game genre. The comparison in apt, each hero not only sports his or her own unique abilities, but the wildly different themes and aesthetics of Battleborn's Gang of Misfits remind us of more of a Marvel vs. Capcom or Mortal Kombat than a shooter. So they're saying, I'm guessing, with the sheer amount of players, but that doesn't make... that doesn't bode well with me for balance, because like League of Legends has hundreds or 100-plus characters, right?
Yeah.
And still, this is 20 are used.
This is right off the jump, right?
Apparently, yeah.
So they should be pretty balanced already. They're going to release the game.
Hopefully. And you know, with MOBAs, it's the same thing. They'll release characters over and over. I mean, not over and over, but new more and more.
They'll patch them if they find one or two overpowered.
Yeah, they usually do patches.
What it says is different, though, in this one. It says, many shooters like Battlefield and Team Fortress 2 feature different classes with unique abilities, but they pale in comparison to Battleborn's extreme sense of variety. The closest comparison would be Evolve. But unlike the Hunter in Turtle Rock Shooter, the characters in Battleborn aren't just limited to guns. Melee-focused characters like Wrath and Phoebe change up the feel of the battle and the team's tactics even further. It says, I played as five of the Battleborn characters, and each felt satisfyingly different. Thorn, in particular, felt like she was from a completely different kind of first-person game, but still somehow meshes with the Battleborn world and gameplay. I'm looking forward to seeing some of the wild characters in Phoebe, like Phoebe and Calderis, whatever his name is, in action. That's one thing. I guess if you can play a character and it makes you feel like you're not playing the same type of game, then I kind of like that. Because it kind of seems like you'll pick a game or a character that you're more familiar, like you're more comfortable playing the game in this role. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because for the longest, whenever I started playing League of Legends, I would play I would play ranged characters. When I first started, I was like, range, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to back up and I'm going to shoot as much. But with the controls of League of Legends, which are terrible, by the way.
Okay.
Very terrible.
The worst controls I've ever played.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys, okay.
I see it was more suited for a melee character.
What do you mean it's not interactive? Just
point and move your mouse.
There's a disconnect. It's kinda can you not agree with that at least?
It's a different style.
No. There's a disconnect. When you play Smite and you're playing with your controller or your keyboard and mouse, if you press forward, he moves forward. That tactile feel.
It's a different style of game. It's a top-down, real-time.
Okay. Diablo. You two play Diablo, correct?
Yeah.
Have you played Diablo with a controller?
don't think you can.
You can.
I've, really?
The new Diablo, right?
The new Diablo, yeah, the console console's Diablo, yes.
Oh, I have it on PC. I don't know.
And I believe on an earlier show,
I will try it.
An earlier show, even our Alexander Baggs said that it felt just as good as a mouse and keyboard playing Diablo.
That's a particular case, though.
But it's the same feel. It's a top down.
You know, I did play the, because the 360 had a demo, and I played it on that. It did feel pretty good. It did feel the same as playing it on the PC.
It, to me, it just makes...
Your preference is a more simplified approach.
Me, my preferences are more skill-based.
Skill-based.
I don't know.
Okay, don't know. please
let's explain. It would be so much better if you
can agree to disagree.
WASD.
Thank you. I think everything is easier and more, I don't know, like it represents to me more of a skill when I can actually move in one direction than another one, like by my finger pressing left or my thumb moving it to the left or, as opposed to clicking. And then it's literally there's a disconnect. There's a very big disconnect.
Okay, there's a disconnect for Aaron and Steven.
Jerry?
Jerry.
What? What were we talking about?
Wow. Way to pay attention.
Yeah, it's...
Now, see, no. Actually, Jerry, as much as he's not paying attention, he played a lot of Diablo.
Yeah.
Now, whenever you play Diablo,
a Diablo
and you click to move your character... What would you prefer, the mouse and keyboard for that type of game or some type of controller?
Like, on Diablo, I could right-click and hold that right-click and control the character where, like, just moving my mouse around.
That's just
an
extension.
You can do that in League.
That's, yeah.
You can do that on
League? Yeah. You can do that in League.
Can you?
Yeah, you can do that in League.
I thought it was just clicking.
No, but that, to me, you hold it down and it'll follow the mouse.
You just, whenever you see videos, you see just people.
I didn't like it because when you play League, your camera's locked or whatever. And then you have to press that button to unlock it.
No, I hold the space bar when I do that.
Stupid.
But see, when you hold and click the mouse, to me, that's just an extension of some type of a controller.
I don't know, but...
You're just moving it in the direction.
When you WSAD, you typically use your left hand. And then when you're using your commands, and it's like you can't put the whole thing on
I'm
the
not
keyboard.
Saying... No, well, clearly the controls aren't worked out perfectly for that. But
I'm pretty sure they're pretty perfect.
No, they're...
You have a mouse with, like, 30 buttons on the side of it.
Yeah, I got it for League.
So you're telling me that you can WASD or whatever, and then have those programmed to use your abilities?
Not at the ease that I could have on the mouse. I actually took some of the weight off of the keyboard so I can just use my mouse to click.
It's so boring.
You know what? Actually, with your mouse specific, you probably could WASD and then have all your actions right there at your thumb.
And it'd probably be extremely
easy. A bulk of them, but I don't think... it's backwards.
What
it's
other?
Not natural.
You only have four
it's just
abilities.
Not
yeah,
right.
Like it
no,
makes
but
perfect
you have your
sense.
Abilities. You have your items. I program into there.
You have 30 buttons
you
on
have,
the side of you
for your thumb. You have one through nine,
mouse.
Right?
And majority of people that probably play League probably have those damn mice with the 70 buttons on the side of them.
Probably.
Yeah.
Therefore, like MMOs, like WoW. I use that. Same.
Well, they like
Done.
I said, they compare their
Dunzo.
They compare their characters though. To get back onto the character aspect of this,
the character design looks awesome.
Yeah, like looking at some of these pictures here, they have the little robot guy that actually does look like C-3PO.
I like
just
the guy
a gentleman
with the bowler
suit.
Hat. Talking about the guy with the bowler hat.
Yeah, the guy with the bowler hat.
That's pretty awesome.
And then I remember reading an article on Battleborn earlier where they were like, "Oh, well, we can put this, you know." All these characters from different universes in one, you know, thing, and
oops.
They seem to fit, even though they don't look like they do.
So, did they take characters from other franchises?
No, they did not.
So, there's no Borderlands characters.
There are no Borderlands yet.
Ooh, that'd be awesome.
That'll be the DLC.
And have Duke Nukem in there.
Oh,
I'm here to kick ass.
That would be cool.
And not sell games.
Pretty sure I just deleted a picture.
I think that's the perfect use for Duke Nukem. Kind of like what they did with Conker. I think if they were to make a full-fledged Conker game, it probably wouldn't do that well. But throwing it in Spark, just like, that's cool.
Yeah.
Conker's legacy lives on. You can call it, if you really want it, you can get it.
What are the games that they have, though, to throw in there? I think Borderlands is their biggest one. They announced one at E3, which was the war game that they did. What is the war game they did?
Brothers of Arms?
Yeah, Brothers of Arms. Brothers in Arms. Did you see the ones that they announced, the Brother of Arms, where it was the four characters? The Native American guy, the...
Oh, yes, that game looked awesome.
And then they Furious, threw it away.
Furious 4 or something like that?
Then I thought they threw it away.
Renaming it.
Not that I've seen. It was another supposed to be another Brothers in Arms game.
I hope not. That looked awesome.
Gearbox, they like to go for the little eccentric looking type of stuff. So all these characters are kind of cartoony. It looks like the same type of art style as oh my god, I'm blanking on like every freaking game today.
Describe it.
The game is a shooter game.
Call of Duty.
No, it's in the orange box.
Team Fortress.
Team Fortress.
You're welcome.
Kind of reminiscent to that type of thing, you know. Over-exaggerated hands, because this guy's hands are like
that
huge.
That guy looks like a mushroom ninja.
Feet are small.
Mushroom type ninja. Of things.
It's like if Toad was on steroids.
I mean, the more characters, the better, I think.
Yep. More variety.
I guess, but I don't want characters for character's sake. I like when they mean something and they're unique
enough. That character looks like a Sith Lord.
Well, they're saying they do. Cool. Everybody has unique abilities, but that's what every game,
that's
you know.
Cool, then. I hope they just don't, you know, make a bunch of duplicates. Mortal Kombat.
Melee. Well, that was one of the examples they said on their Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
That's not a good comparison.
We got Sub-Zero and we got Scorpion.
Oh, the Ninja Another Brothers? Ninja
I don't know.
In a suit?
Anyway, when we come back from the break, because the show is winding down for the first half, we're going to speak more about Beatleborn and talk a little bit about their leveling system, which is very important to a MOBA, because you have to level up, right?
Yeah.
There's no way you can not. Jerry will wake up in the second half.
Hopefully.
What's going on?
And he'll be more
I should have did the productive. Ice challenge.
So stick around for more of the Weekend Bang's dissection of Battleborn.
Bisection.
Bang.
Trisection.
Yeah.
Quad section?
Hey man, I'm Kevin Smith.
Jason Mewes.
And you're listening to the Video Game Bang, which sounds a lot dirtier than it is.
Hello, Super Aaron. Hello, Princess Cory. It's me, Mario. Woohoo! Mamma mia. You guys, number one. Woohoo!
Hey, what's up, dudes? This is Ace from Strife. Hey, head on over to strife.com. Grab yourself a beta key for some of our closed testing. And you know what? Tell them Ace sent you. And while you're at it, listen to the Video Game Bang podcast. Peace.
This is Janice Davis, author of Holder's Dominion, and you're listening to Video Game Bang with superstar, incredibly charming host.
Ace.
Slap me in a dick.
That's terrible.
Wow. Said you got my dick message.
You got my dick message.
It was actually funny, yeah. Like, laugh out loud funny. Go watch it, everybody. Welcome back to the Weekend Bang. And if you don't know what I was talking about, go watch it. That means Guardians of the Galaxy.
Said the he meant Ninja Turtles.
No.
Turtles.
He never.
Wants you to see Ninja Turtles.
Never.
A thousand times.
Support
Michael Bay to the fullest.
No.
Explosions.
I told coworkers at work that my disdain for Michael Bay.
Yeah, I told people
and
that too.
He's, I don't know. You got to do right by me, Mike. You got to do right by me.
He wants a Bad Boys 5.
Oh, my God. That's right. He, like, holds the key to one of my favorite freaking films.
Didn't
and
they just say that that's...
They're going to do 3. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Do
I saw
three.
Martin Lawrence
really?
Drop that.
Aren't they, like, 60?
They can't be Bad Boys at 60? Look at freaking Denzel Washington. He's still killing people. He's 107.
Yeah. Do you see that? Because that movie, The Equalizer, looks amazing.
I was going to say, that movie is, like, based on Aaron Carter's life, I think.
How dare you?
He was skinny, then got fat.
he works at a lumber...
Oh, the
he works at like a Home Depot
store?
Type of thing.
Yeah.
And then he just kills people that does them wrong? Is that what's going on?
I don't know what you do when you leave the show.
Goodbye, wow. Corey. It was nice knowing you.
Wow.
You just
you know too much.
He's, I mean, for Denzel's age, he definitely still brings it in the box office. That's
pretty sure.
Crazy.
Everybody in this room would probably do him.
I'm not gonna go.
But Corey's shaking his head yes. Aaron doesn't want to admit it.
Nope.
Yeah, he's like, I already did it twice.
Wow. He said he was gentle. Yeah. Very, very gentle.
It's my Denzel.
Back to the topic at hand. We were talking about Gearbox's very own Beatleborn. It's a first-person MOBA.
It's a Battleborn.
Brought to you by, what's his name?
Brought Gearbox. To you by Nerd Reactor.
No, not GERD. Not GERD Reactor.
GERD.
Friggin', that's Gearbox and Nerd Reactor mixed
Gearbox.
Together. What's his name?
They did the
what's
fusion the guy? Dance.
I'm freaking forgetting Randy everybody. Pitchford? Randy Pitchford.
Are you okay?
I'm just like, I'm forgetting everybody's name all of a sudden.
Peter Molyneux?
Jesus.
Randy Pitchford is awesome. He's awesome.
Yeah, he's the pitch.
Give me a job.
That's the column.
Give me a job, Randy.
You're going to like his nuts.
Orton.
That's so terrible. So in Battleborn, just like any other MOBA, there is a leveling system where resets over and over, of course, after each match. Battleborn features a rapid leveling system that, of course, like I just said, resets after every match. The style
Take
of
a breath.
Session.
Slow down.
This style of session-based leveling is another hallmark of the MOBA genre and always allows everyone to start on an even playing field.
Oh, right.
In the shooter genre, Counter-Strike's money system played a similar role, allowing players to purchase new weapons and items between rounds with cash earned from that match.
Cash All money. Right.
However,
dun, dun, dun.
Evolve's monsters are more apt comparison to Battleborn's characters, as they also level up during the course of a single match, unlocking new skills and abilities as they progress.
What? So your enemies get stronger. As your enemies get strong, progressively stronger like you. Right? Is that what I'm understanding?
And it's probably performance-based. So if one player is doing really well, they level up faster than the rest of the people, right?
Doesn't really say. I hope not.
Why?
Because this is what freaking Blizzard is trying to get away from with their MOBA.
Yeah. That one you can have fed
yeah one fed character just wiping out a whole map.
Yes.
What? Why do you like that?
Because it's rewarding a good player.
So as opposed to you have and you, your Call of Duty, you just ripping through everybody. If you do really well, your whole team gets elevated.
In a matter of speaking,
what?
It's the same thing. It's the same thing in both.
No, it's not
scenarios.
No, it's not because you get those jerks on League of Legends that are like, "Oh, I just went beast. I went 13-0 in 2 minutes, while the rest of your team went -7 because they didn't get anything like you did."
Oh, I see. Yeah, but when you're killing everybody, you keep them kind of suppressed.
What's
and
the
your
chick
team
name?
Usually does
what's,
well.
What's the chick's name with the blades? Cassandra, Cassidy, Katarina. Is that her with the little blades?
Yeah.
Every time that we played with her
D-League.
On our team, she just grape everybody in the mouth.
You do a league,
like, with no problem, right? If Adam C was playing, if Jada was playing, or
well,
didn't matter.
Well, I mean, it's a skill, because if you put me on that character, it will not
okay,
be,
but I'm saying,
yield results.
They usually call that what? The carry?
Yeah, the
That's
carry.
That's the person that carries. Why are there carries in the team? If I do good, my team should be
What's wrong with Carrie? You don't like
right
Carrie?
Along with me.
She's Mariah.
Because it just kind of seems like, Telepath. What if they shut down the person that's your carry?
Then your team sucks.
That's terrible.
That's like real sports.
That's like real sports? Really?
If you're playing basketball and you could shut down LeBron, what happens? Team falls
apart.
D-Wade
steps up.
Boom!
Well, steps up.
Boom!
Boom.
That just
Allen
happened.
Steps up.
Okay, maybe
well,
that
maybe
was
not
a,
Allen.
Well, wait. Today's LeBron James on a team where it's not so stacked.
You mean Cavaliers then?
Yeah.
Then they just fall flat because the Cavaliers
suck.
There
we go. That's what I'm talking about.
So then you
should have
said it's like
player.
Real like the Cavaliers? That's
yeah,
terrible.
It's like the Cavaliers.
But then that's the whole organization is terrible then.
Yeah.
That means the game is bad? Is that what you're saying?
No, not the game, but that team sucks.
Well, I hope they don't go that way. So they say what's different in their leveling system. Says most shooters feature lengthy progressions paths that award the best items and weapons to those who have been playing the longest. In comparison, Battleborn's leveling system feels more accessible and fast-paced. In the match we played, Game Informer, I rarely went for more than a few minutes without leveling up and unlocking a new bonus, which provided a continual and satisfying sense of progression. Battleborn's leveling is also more streamlined than other games. Each level-up upgrade Helix offers playable offers players a choice of two augmentations, selected with either the left or right trigger. The either-or structure seemed limited at first, but each character I played as felt marked... What is that?
I have no idea where you're at.
Markedly.
Markedly.
Oh, where's Alex when you need him?
Exactly.
That's why I told Aaron to slow down.
Yeah, if I took 4 years to read that word, I still probably wouldn't even get that one. We'll just
Spell
say it felt different at the end of each match, which made me eager to experiment with different builds. So what I'm hearing from this is, as you're playing the game and it says, hey, Corey, you leveled up, left trigger, right trigger. That's how you're going down the map, the helix of your leveling up and stuff like that.
Okay.
And so
That's cool.
That seems like it's a quick streamline.
Well, since you're on a controller. I mean, you have to make some sacrifices when you move the game to a controller.
They could
have
done... Wow. They didn't. They made a sacrifice on Smite.
Well, that's what it sounds
PC,
like.
PC, didn't you?
They did it on Smite. Auto leveling.
No, it's a pain in the dick on Smite.
Auto leveling.
It's not
auto. What?
You have to. Yeah. How often do you guys actually stick with the auto level?
I do that all the time.
I always hear people bitching about it. I got to turn it off if I want to. If I'm in the middle of a match, things are extremely drastic. Countered right now. I have to end it, and then it's a pain.
I think that's the auto buy you're talking about. Auto buying items.
Yeah, auto leveling is different.
Oh,
yeah,
you're talking about the skills?
How yeah, the skills, yeah. That's okay. What this is.
I just keep that
wow,
on.
Wow, what is...
Okay. That's
good lord.
What? I'm talking about the whole pace of the game. I was just... Okay, continue.
Wow. Continue. So with this quick-paced auto leveling system with your skills, that is, I think it's very comfortable, of course, for the controller type of people who's out there, and that's what it's going to be on, of course.
Yeah, the simpletons.
And it'll give you a little...
You've just converted fully, haven't you? Remember when we first started this podcast? He was like, come at me, PC bros!
In the MOBA arena.
And then now he's like, sucking...
When it comes to Minecraft and MOBAs, PC's the double M's. Right now. Yep.
I still say both are better with the controller. They are. How are
you
they not?
You saying Minecraft is better with a controller? I want to stand up and walk out of the
hands
room.
Please do.
Down.
I want to go.
Hands down.
Yeah. I don't think we deserve to have a podcast right now.
I don't understand how you did not. Like, I've been playing the Minecraft.
The Minecraft. The Minecraft. That's how you know.
I've been playing, the Minecraft on the line.
On the line.
on the line.
And I've been jonesing for my controller back.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Jonesing. Sad man.
Good luck typing in commands.
I know.
So good.
What do you mean, good luck typing in commands? I still have the keyboard in front of me.
The keyboard just disappears.
Yeah.
I got to put my controller down.
Like it just packs up and moves
start
out.
Typing.
It doesn't need me anymore,
pick up the
I
controller
guess.
Again.
Well.
You don't do that already? You're taking your hand off of a movement thing to type around and then back to the movement
That's
thing.
Too much work.
That's too much work.
That's the keyboard I was describing, people.
It's too much work.
Oh, what?
Go from your one thing to another. Your hands are on the same device. The
I'm
whole
just saying.
Time.
So if
I'm not talking about your penis.
So
my hand is always on that device. Right now.
ASWD, right? Or DWAS, whatever you want to say it as. You're doing that to move, correct?
Yeah.
And then you want to type in something like
so
funny.
My right.
None of those.
Backslash funny.
Yeah, none of those buttons.
I hit T, funny, and then go right back where I was.
Okay, so the same thing with me. I want to type funny.
Yep.
T, funny.
Set the controller down.
Who sets the controller down nowadays?
People use one hand to type.
You know, people masturbate on freaking internet?
Yes.
I'm not that skilled.
One-handed.
I'm not that skilled.
I do that.
Hashtag one-hand masturbation if you ever get I know you're out there, people. Don't lie to me.
Oh, man. Really? Are you kidding me?
Minecraft.
You don't think?
I
guarantee, honestly.
You can really type with one hand.
If I have my mouse in my hand and I'm playing on Minecraft, that's how I'm doing. I'm not backslash going and... office mode and then trying to type double-handed. No.
Who types with two fingers?
If I clock it, I swear, if you ask coworkers and I clock in at work, it's the same way I do it there.
There's a difference.
Long
between...
password and key code.
Wow.
Same difference. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you can tell who shastabates.
I mean, who really sits at a computer besides when I'm writing an article or if I'm writing a story and two hands
that,
it?
Then that,
I do.
That you have to focus with two hands.
Yeah. Because then I'm focused on that. But I'm doing a quick message because it's all about timing, especially in the world of MOBAs. And this is straight from Adam C., who's spent hours upon hours of playing MOBAs. It's all about the time. You want to get stuff and get it out fast. And that's why I couldn't understand. We're in the middle of the battle and people are talking so much head. That time you could have been spent moving someplace
that's
or
true.
Talking
that
or,
is
some,
absolutely
or attacking
true.
A mean or something like that.
Yeah.
And so...
That's science.
Yeah. That's just...
But on League... You have the advantage because you could click far on the map and then type while your player.
I
talking.
Found myself doing
nobody
that.
Nobody does
too.
That bullcrap.
Everybody does
that's
that.
I don't do
that's
that.
That's what
bull
you
crap.
Do.
That's how you do it.
I don't do that.
Or when you're teleporting, you have time.
I don't do that bullcrap. Who the hell? What? I teleport. Yes.
Yeah. See.
But that's
so when
about
it's
it.
Loading, you're not typing messages there. You're just sitting there watching the little.
How board. Can I type messages when it's loading?
It takes a minute before your teleport goes.
Oh, you mean
work.
For teleporting? Yeah. Oh no, I barely talk to those people on freaking. League besides saying
you're all trolls.
What do you mean those people?
I mean those people
on the line.
I just told two more employees that I work with that I do a radio show they were like League of Legends suck. Oh, everybody loves me at my
you
job
sure?
Everybody loves
them
me
your opinions and stuff.
I don't really you know what as much annoying. as much as people may think that's what I do, my opinions are very neutral, except for on like certain things. But like
controller, you know, keyboard,
controller keyboard. Yes, that's
you choose weird things to get upset about. There are people dying right now.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, there are people dying, and you choose to dump ice water on yourself.
To raise awareness for people who die of stuff.
Did you donate money? No, you just dumped water on yourself.
Why do you think I dumped the water on my head?
What's that disease for?
So nothing gets done. I don't understand these guys.
Sorry, Lou Gehrig's disease?
Yeah.
I thought it was something else.
It's like ALS.
Yeah.
All Lou Gehrig's syndrome?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's a terrible disease, everybody. No laughing matter. AI controlled characters and multiplayer. AI controlled characters have been making some type of appearance now because we have it in. I'm blanking on the name, of course.
I didn't even hear what you just said.
AI controlled characters in multiplayer. You know what that means? That means characters that are robots
that do their own thing.
That do their own thing.
Yeah, I know.
What inside that says from not MMO, that dumb. From MMOs to strategy games to shooters, many genres have incorporated AI-controlled characters into their multiplayer offerings. On the shooter front, Star Wars Battlefront, Titanfall, both fill out the ranks of their respective warring factions.
It's really a shame
factions.
That the people listening to this couldn't just watch Steven and Jerry doing the robot.
Wow.
What?
We're about
they can.
10 seconds.
We were,
for no reason.
We were AI-controlled.
Yeah.
That's, come on. That's terrible. while Left 4 Dead's AI Zombies gives the series multiplayer modes a distinctive style, the creep-like minions and massive spider mechs and Battleborn's Incursion, which is that game mode, of course, I was talking about, call to mind light games of League of Legends, Dota 2, albeit with some unique twists to the MOBA genre structure.
What a twist.
Exactly. If freaking he's directing it, I don't even want to play the game. We've seen games, you know, of course, like Titanfall, where they put the extra characters in the map that are not real people. And how do you feel about that?
You
get points for killing
them. It was a while to adjust to it because I thought I was killing a bunch of things,
right?
And then I was like, oh, I
only... And then you look at your score and it's like, oh, you still have no kills.
Yeah, apparently I killed one human that whole match.
Yeah. Do they not rank for any type of kill
they
at all?
They give you less points. Yeah, there's like basic...
They lower your timer for your Titan to come up.
Yeah, they're not completely useless, but as far as points to win the game, they're minimal.
It's a waste of space when they could have just used it to add more actual players in the game.
Yeah. Okay, think about it like on this game, Dynasty Warriors. Whenever you're playing versus mode on Dynasty Warriors or something like that, there's a whole bunch of just AI controlled, and you're just ripping through a whole bunch of just nobodies until you finally get to somebody that's an actual person, and then you battle them. Is it bad in that situation, but are good in that situation and bad in a first-person shooter situation?
It's bad in... Okay, because Dynasty Warriors is like... That's just mindless combat. I've never really played the versus mode in Dynasty Warriors, so I couldn't really tell you.
Uh-huh.
But I know, like, in the first-person shooter, to me, it just seems like... Because they can kill you as well, so I guess it's kind of a balance thing, but it's just, to me, it's a waste. Like, you could have spent that time putting actual people in, so it'd be, like, a bigger battle, a more difficult battle.
If they had real people.
Against people with skill instead of stupid NPCs that just annoy you.
Well, this is why Battleborns is different, to... their ideas. Battleborn's AI-controlled minions give the 5v5 match an added layer of depth and ensures every player can contribute to their team, which is awesome because you don't want anybody dragging butt, you know. But Corey wants a carry. Even if they suck at a competitive multiplayer, minions aren't difficult to take down, but can be dangerous to your hero in packs, like every MOBA. And are vital for destroying opposing teams' heavily shielded spider mechs. These giant robots fill the same roles as towers and turrets in Dota 2 and League of Legends, respectively. But in practice, they just feel like massive, overpowered enemy bosses that you need to blow up before assaulting the other team's base. They can also move around the respective area on the map, making them more lively and deadly targets. The AI-controlled characters in Battleborn help facilitate leveling up your character without distracting from a player-versus-player match. Matchups that are the heart of the game's competitive experience.
So these towers are moving?
Yes.
Wow. That actually adds a little bit extra flavor to the mix.
And then, so they're saying it's not going to distract you from your one on, or, you know, your player versus player thing, like you say, where you can, you know, concentrate on the person that's actually got skill, you know. So maybe they'll just be throwaway computers that you just like, oh, knock out of the way real quick just to get to, you know, Jerry or something like that. Mm. You're still not feeling it,
though. I don't know. I don't like the fact that, honestly, I don't know how much I like when it makes it, goes above and beyond to make it too, I'm not going to say level, but
helpful.
Why
don't you want it helpful?
You don't want your NPCs to actually do something?
No, I just want...
I think he's talking about, like, say the game gets intense and Corey becomes crazy good at it. And he's just, like, smashing through all, you know, his opposition. And then this new guy comes on. He doesn't want him to have the same level of rewards as your hard work did, because he came in and the game kind of just gave him these opportunities. That's what he's saying, which would make the game level.
Kind of like on Call of Duty, where you can be playing for, like, okay, this is a big difference. Call of Duty, it takes a lot less to kill somebody. So anybody who's vaguely familiar with shooters, maybe played a little bit, can pick up a game, hide in a corner, and then blast me as I'm walking around. Or, you know, they can just shoot me too easy to die. That's one way, and then Call of Duty's fun. We spend a lot of time on it. But then there's games like Halo, where...
Wow.
No, seriously, but this is the point, kind of condensed, is that in Halo, someone could shoot me in the back, and I still have an opportunity to turn around and kill them if I'm better at headshots, or if I have a better weapon, or if I can do something. It's a wide-open game, and skill takes precedence over just kind of being in the right spot at the right time.
Okay. Mm. You had me with the skill takes precedence over
what the game
hands
you. Dumb luck, exactly. Yeah, yeah. You can throw a random nade. It could happen in Halo too, but
yeah,
with a sticky hitting you in the arm or something like that.
They do that a lot.
But like a grenade, for instance, it's pretty much instant death in Call of Duty. And then a nade in Halo...
Life.
Yeah, and in life, go figure.
Yeah.
But in Halo, I mean, you could survive a random nade if you can get into cover and stuff. If it's a sticky and it hits you in the face, you're screwed, but... You feel me? You smell me?
I do. And they have a character in this game that actually has, like, grenades. And he's like a shooter guy. That big commando guy that you see in the little screenshots. You can't see that out there in radio world, but we can all see it on our...
It's not radio.
Yeah, so in your face!
Yeah.
Get the internet, you scum.
So basically that was, yeah, I mean, wow.
We're terrible. Not broadcasting this video know, like, anyway. Some kids get, I bought the internet, why can't I see the podcast?
So that's basically the four biggest parts that Battleborn, that's how we decide, how I, in Game Informer, dissected it down. But from what they've done and what they read after all this, I still feel like this is just going to be kind of a typical MOBA, just with a new player input type, a control type.
Well, okay, here we go. Is the game free?
No, most likely not.
So this is a full, you have to buy this MOBA, and then you get all the characters.
But he doesn't know for sure.
I'm not for sure, because it's still in early development and everything like that.
Trick people.
So don't quote me on this one. But hands down, when's the last time that Gearbox made a free game?
I don't think
exactly.
Duke Nukem.
Do you want it to go to? It should be free. Do you want it to go to microtransactions? With MOBAs, should all MOBAs across the board be free?
I want it to go one way or the other. I would be happy if it would just go like the Smite deal was awesome.
Yeah,
by the way, 30 for everything.
Yeah, I paid like $40, and now I have every character that ever comes out.
And never will.
Yeah, and never will come out and full access. Yeah, I mean, there's still the microtransactions for the things that don't matter to me, like
cosmetic
skins,
stuff. Yeah.
Cosmetics, and I don't know. That still kind of sucks. But for Battleborn, if it's $60, I better get everything.
Everything and ever that comes out.
Jerry, you play how many MOBAs?
A lot.
Can I ask you something?
A handful.
Sure.
You're not willing to pay for a MOBA. $60, right? You don't want to do that, right?
If I get everything, maybe.
But you're willing to buy Evolve for the one game mode, the like four or five characters you get, and that's it. But you're willing to, what's the difference?
Eight characters.
You still get
I don't
want to
be
the same.
I don't want to be hounded for microtransactions the whole game.
So but you believe Evolve won't do microtransactions?
I don't think so.
Hmm.
I don't anticipate.
You don't
that.
Hope so.
DLCs.
I don't know. So. I think they might. They might do a character pack.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, that's.
Yeah. I think they might do a character. Character pack, monster pack. I think they might.
And this whole
like
thing,
that.
Like, it's hard to pick and choose what you want and what I'll buy, what you won't buy, because just the state of the video game market's so garbage right now when it comes to microtransactions and
because it can literally break the game sometimes.
And in MOBAs, it's like characters are such a pivotal point.
And well, it's a difference. They have the thing, the pay to win type of deal or play to win type of deal, you know. And if it's pay to win, yes, that's terrible because, you know, you can just dump whatever amount of cash for X character who does, you know,
super
move. Yeah. And then just win all the time.
Who uses the nuke.
So, yeah, there's a difference, definitely. And I hope this one does not do a pay-to-win type of deal. If they decide to do microtransactions, I don't know. There's no real details on how they're going to actually run this thing. But if they're going to have some type of model base with Smite coming out on the Xbox One. So,
if you go to,
you didn't read my article on nerdreactor.com about Smite coming to Xbox One? All right.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Maybe. You write?
Yeah, I wrote three.
You can read?
Wrote three things that I want to see in that.
And they are.
Well, one is to keep it for free.
Sweet.
Yeah. Two is the different. I want to see some type of unique characters. You know what I'm saying?
You want Xbox exclusive characters?
Xbox exclusive.
So you want
characters.
The Master Chief? God,
that was one of the pictures I put on there. Master Chief as one of the characters
going up against Zeus. Zeus would kill him.
And Kratos,
no, literally
number three,
lightning bolt to the anus. And
number three,
gone.
Which is very important to me. I'll take it above number two at least because I still want it free no matter what. Number three, cross platform play.
That's difficult.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
They haven't done that in.
They've done that in video games. What are you talking about?
Name seven of them.
Yeah.
Seven of them. Final Fantasy XI. Shadowrun.
Things that people play.
I'm not telling you what they don't play. I'm just telling you the games that are cross-platform.
It's Jeopardy?
Crap.
Who is?
I'm dwindling down now.
Two.
There's two of them. Out of seven. At least it's two.
Not
there hasn't been a lot. That, I don't know.
The latest Final Fantasy. Isn't that cross-compatible? Maybe.
Sure.
I don't know. But it's capable. At this day and age, oh, hell yeah, it's capable. Yeah. And if you think about Smite is geared for a controller. And there is no quicker reaction time like in first-person shooters with mouse and keyboard as opposed to controller. So where if you cross-platform, you're just getting killed by mouse and keyboard people. It's all on the same level playing field. So if you were playing with a mouse and keyboard person, you wouldn't even know. You would just think that's just Al Kwong over there.
That's true. The Mighty Stone.
Yeah, exactly. So Smite can do it. Smite, to me, is the perfect game to do cross-platform. Okay. I mean, it's probably not going to have cross-platform chat. That's fine.
Yeah, it's never.
But I don't really, you know, if it has the quick, you know, enemy missing right type of thing on your controller, then boom, you're in the business. You're in the business. I don't understand why it wouldn't. I would love more games to be like that, but I don't know. So that was my thing. I go into a little bit more in depth on the article. If you want to go check it out on nerdreactor.com, just type in search bar Aaron Carter and you'll see all my article.
You can do that, really?
Yes, you can.
What?
Nerdreactor.com. You can do everything.
All right, cross-platform games, as told by Wikipedia.
Do it.
Lost Planet Colonies, Phantasy Star Online. Shadowrun.
You know what? Phantasy Star Online, that was one too right there. I played on the GameCube, and I remember going in there, and people were dancing, you know, the little emotes. I was like, how the hell do you do that? It took like 5 minutes for me to go to each button on the controller. How do you do that? And then somebody put like backslash dance, dude. And I was like, what's backslash? What do you mean?
Is that the A button?
And so I was like, I'm on GameCube. And they're like, oh, sorry. I can't. As I dance in front of you. Yeah. Here. I was like, you dicks.
Blaze Blue Calamity sorry. Trigger. Uno.
Wait a minute. Blaze Blue Calamity Trigger? That's a fighting game. Yeah. So
that's cross-platform.
Yeah, that's a weird one.
Uno. Final Fantasy 11 Online.
Boom. Told you.
Universe at War. Earth Assault. Game Room, Team Fortress 2, Portal 2.
Wow.
Which I didn't recall that.
Portal yeah, 2? Those are... Yeah,
that's... Dust 514 with EVE Online. And Hero Academy.
They didn't say Shadowrun?
They did say Shadowrun.
Okay. All right.
Shadowrun.
I was trying to speak Jedi's language.
Yeah, so it's done with all these old games. We have the technology to rebuild them. We can do it.
But do you want to pay that money, Gearbox?
Gearbox?
Wait, are we... We're talking
Gearbox can do it, but no, see, I only said Smite because Gearbox, their MOBA is going to be different. It's a first-person shooter. That tactile mouse and keyboard, I'm sorry, I have to go with the PC on that one. You'll snipe somebody and shoot somebody quicker with the keyboard and mouse than you will with a controller, like any day.
I got DPIs, bruh.
Yeah, like, it's ridiculous. FPS so is if this MOBA is going to be a straight shooter feel with MOBA attached onto it, then you don't want it that cross-platform because you're just going to be getting headshot every 3 seconds by some, you know, PC person.
Aimbot.
Wow. And then you can have
that. Warhex.
So now that you all know about Gearbox's latest MOBA that's in the works, let's go around the board. Jerry Panericon, are you buying it?
No.
Wait, you got to set up the scenario. We don't...
Okay. I'll
GameStop.
I'll do the two scenarios. We'll do the first one, and we'll see how it goes. You're on your Xbox. It pops up on the dashboard. Hey, Battleborn's out. Download for free now. And then you download it, and then you see that it's just microtransactions. You get the first 10 characters free. There's 30 of them.
It's free. I'll download it, but I'll have to just play the game to see if I'll actually buy other characters, or can you...
Number two, you're at GameStop. GameStop employee, customer service guy, number A, comes up to you and is like, hey, Battleborn's coming out. It's only going to be $60. You get all the characters for free and the DLC that comes out for it.
And if you reserve it here.
If you reserve it here, you get a free Goofy hat.
The credit card.
Goofy hat.
GameStop exclusive character.
Yes. You get the GameStop exclusive character, Captain Redbeard. He's going to be in the MOBA as well.
Jeff Keighley.
That's terrible.
So would you buy it $60?
No.
So you get the free one, 10 characters.
Yep.
Can you unlock the rest of the characters by playing the game?
Yeah. You can unlock the rest of the characters by paying the game.
That's it? Not by getting
microtransaction. It's the same setup as Killer Instinct. Steven Gutierrez.
I'm thinking.
What do you do? Well, as a radio show.
If everybody... I have enough time. If everybody gets it, I'd probably just buy it. Because that's what I did with Smite. I bought the $30. I feel like I bought that game.
All right.
So you follow the herd.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Shots fired.
Who plays MOBAs by themselves?
Sheep.
I do.
And he's Adam the lonely C. man.
Jada. Jerry.
She's the lonely.
Nobody.
These aren't your highlights of
Smite. Yeah. Just
letting you know that right now.
Oh. The all-star.
Right? I can see if you're like Barack Obama, Michael Jordan.
Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, Stephen Hawking. He plays MOBAs all the time. That's it.
I can't play these games without a core group of friends playing with me.
Corey, what do you go? Free to play with the microtransactions or $60?
I'll play free. Free to play. Just to see how it is, and if then it sucks, would you no commitment?
Yeah,
my cores, huh?
You're not losing anything.
That's tough. Like
realistically, that's what
$60 game. I'd have to get everything and the promise of everything in the future, like Smite, like the Smite deal.
Yeah, the Smite deal was the awesome deal.
It was. My deal was stupendous.
Well, whatever.
I mean, what? I had the same deal as you guys.
You just had to blow a guy.
I was offered the same deal as you guys. What are you talking about?
Yeah, what was his name? John?
Wow.
Get those cold sores
on. Wow.
Last name was Adam, I think.
Battleborn.
Adam Wynn?
Gutikov.
Wow. Battleborn will be out later on sometime in the future. I don't even see a release date on this bad boy.
Sometime in the future.
Yeah.
Eventually.
So that'll be one to look out for. And that's all I had on Battleborn. So now we're going to go into a new segment that I just created right now called Banging the Internet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm already halfway there. Yeah.
It's similar to Bang Bites, but that's terrible. But it's
Corey
on the weekend.
And Jerry are banging each other.
Did you guys know that there's going to be a Pokemon game on the iPad?
What? Like a legitimate... Like
a legitimate Pokemon game
by Nintendo
for the
on
iPad.
The iPad.
What is it going to be called? Pokemon I?
Why not Pokepad?
Paimon?
Pokepad. That's a good one.
So is it RPG style, like the
is it the normal straight up handheld?
Don't tell me it's like a remake of Red or
Why would you not buy that? Everybody else freaking does.
People watch it on Twitch with Goldfish playing it.
Wow, wow. It's going to be a trading card online game, everybody. Oh, man,
card game?
Yeah. You don't like the trading card?
I collected them, didn't know how to play.
I never played them.
Yep. That doesn't mean you shouldn't like it. Have you played the online, the Pokemon card game just in real life, the physical card game?
Me and my cousins made up rules.
Yeah, we just collected.
How do you make up rules to a game that has rules already?
We made up rules.
That's so terrible.
We were young. We couldn't like go to the card shop and learn or go on the internet and find out.
Yeah, there was no internet back then.
No internet.
I thought I was the old one here.
We would have
to go on the line.
We would have had to read the paperwork that came with the cards. That's just
You know what I did have? The Pokemon board game.
What?
Yeah. That was a board game?
Yes, it was.
Was it Monopoly?
No. It was like a full-fledged board game.
Did you have to catch them all?
You could. There was like a bunch of there was a bunch of like
and that's that.
There was a bunch of like Pog.
I played Pog.
Little paper things that had the Pokemon on. Mm. It was awesome.
Awesome.
It's awesome.
Guardians of the Galaxy is headed to Planet Venom, everybody, in the Marvel comic books.
All right.
Ooh.
So where Venom originated from?
So there's gonna be like a Venom Groot and a you know, they're just gonna use that as an awesome excuse to get everything possessed by a symbiote.
Yeah, but how would that even go, like
is a symbiote like herpes in space?
Kind of, yeah, but you can get rid of the symbiote
with sound.
Yeah, next to a bell.
Yeah, it says November it'll be coming out. Guardians of the Galaxy number 21: The Origins of Venom will be explored as the Guardians travel to the symbiote's planet.
Are they gonna make some way to because they don't really time travel.
Planets of Zimbi. Yeah, they time travel because that was one of the theories about the next Guardians. Well, they don't time travel themselves. They've been in time travel situations and stuff like that.
So are they going to say this is the origins of Venom? So are they going to make some way out the Guardians are the reason Venom ended on Earth or something?
I don't know. You have to find out in November when the comic book still comes out.
That'd be kind of interesting, Corey.
Are you still subscribing to comic books, Corey?
Yeah, but there's been a mix-up at the comic shop. So
a mix-up? How do you mix up comic books?
Well, the comic shop I go to, they moved. And
they moved like a block away from themselves.
You would think, but it's kind of screwed up whoever their distributor is. So he hasn't gotten new books for like the last 3 weeks while they straighten things out.
Hmm.
Oh, so it's not on the actual comic book place. It's on the delivery guy?
Yeah, wherever he orders them from.
Can he play the rhino?
He probably can't play the rhino, actually. Yeah. See what I did there? Reference to the...
intro? You gonna keep doing that?
Big one here. Everybody's favorite show, Girl Meets World.
Oh, man. Is it going to get canceled?
Minkus is coming back.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm waiting for Sean.
Well, first of all, after he, you don't know who Minkus is?
He disappeared down the hallway.
You're done. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
You are. Did you not watch it?
Did you not have first a childhood?
Of all, your name is Corey.
I never watched one episode.
Your name is Corey. Is that why? Did you hold a disdain against Corey?
Yeah, there was a portion of that because every time
they're like, hey Corey, did you meet the world?
Wow.
Corey Matthews.
Did you get jumped in school because of Topanga?
No.
Because
she was hot. Yeah,
I did see pictures of her. She is pretty hot. Yeah,
she crazy is hot now.
Still hot.
Still.
Yes. Is she hotter than the girl behind you?
Whoa. Good job, Narvin.
Very nice.
So,
Narvin, Minka, if you listen to the show, we were all checking out your
gawking
lady.
Gawking your lady, yeah.
That was Aaron.
Move
first
that
of
beer
all.
Glass.
Well, because she just popped up right there on the friggin' screen. Narvin, yeah, popped up on Corey's screen right behind me.
Two thumbs up, Narvin.
I know, somebody's scrolling through her pictures.
That is video game bang approved.
So go around the round table. Would you bang it?
Would you bang
it? Bang it, bang.
Is that a new segment? Send in a picture of your girlfriend.
Wow.
We will rate her.
We will give her the bang stamp of approval.
This is the thing.
Two bangs up.
For just to go back to the Boy Meets World, since you didn't watch, Minkus was a character on the show that actually just mysteriously disappeared off the show for years.
They didn't justify what happened?
At the end, the final episode of the whole series, or no, not the final episode of the whole series, when they graduated from high school, he comes back And then like, Minkus, what the hell? Where are you at? Where have you been? He was like, I was over there. And he points off a camera.
Whoa.
And they're like, nobody goes over there. Oh, wow. Yeah, like, wow. Yeah, like they totally play on it. Like, nobody goes that
and
way.
And then he like yells for one of the teachers, like from the older
Yeah,
episodes.
From one of the older episodes that just disappeared as well. So like, it's like, hey, Mr. Hunter. Mr. Hunter, yeah. Yeah. And it's just like, they played off of that joke, which is awesome. That's so now, good. Years That's later, cool. Minkus returns apparently as a
teacher.
I don't know.
He's somebody's father. Is he the...
A creeper?
Yeah, he's been living in the school. And,
this week, Girls in the World was highlighted with the return of Corey and Topanga's old classmate, Stuart Minkus. Yeah, I'm, don't know. I don't really watch the show. I actually literally, my niece was watching, or it was about to come on, and my niece put it on, and I was going to watch the theme song just to see if it held up, you know.
The theme song's totally...
It's totally like a Disney. Freaking teenage show now, yeah. So
hopefully they give him more camera time on here.
They're not going to do it. Work. No? Yeah,
the show feels shorter because I've seen episodes of it.
30 minutes.
Not gonna lie, yeah. But then Boy Meets World was like 30 minutes.
More commercials.
More commercials these days.
Probably. Yeah, it just feels
the
shorter.
New Super Soaker.
Another one of you guys' favorite, Doctor Who's season premiere.
Boo!
Who?
Wow.
All right.
Nobody gives a shit.
You guys want to know what happens?
Peter Capaldi.
I could spoil the whole thing for you guys.
Right? Have you, did you see
he
the first
goes
episode?
Into space?
No.
You didn't see the first episode?
No.
Because it leaked online.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
I
don't know anything special?
You don't know anything
damn.
Special. The rough cut of the first episode leaked online, and there's a giant T-Rex, like, stomping through the city, but it's, like, before they were able to finish the CG. So it looks all claymation, like going through.
It's just Chad wearing like the feet yeah. in a green suit and a head.
It literally is that. It's that low budget. So, but and I don't know if,
no,
if
that's
anybody
the normal.
Well, no, I don't know if anybody's ever seen the bootleg version of the X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
you remember how they had little writing like, oh, this is going to be an explosion here.
This is where the claws come
yeah,
out.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody would put their hand down and then, whoa. Yeah, claws. Make sure you put claws there. That's how it was for this Doctor Who one that got leaked on there. And I started to watch it because I thought it was the real thing. And then I was like, man, this is poor production quality. Like, I didn't really... I'm gonna be upset how low this is dropped.
Just poor.
And then I paused it for some reason and I searched online and they're like, it's not out, but it got leaked. And I was like, okay, I can't watch this. I'll wait till, you know, the real thing comes out.
I can give you all the spoilers
and
if you want.
Torn. I don't need spoilers.
Sucks. That's a spoiler. Shit sucks. Shit's whack.
Let's see. Shadow Realms, the influence of tabletop gaming. Shadow Realms, of course, is BioWare's new top-down RPG for the PC that's like modern world type. I was going to do a whole show on this one because it kind of seemed interesting as well. But yeah, it's their online multiplayer Diablo kind of thing. Yeah, You play it on the line. And I saw some gameplay of it, and I don't know. Because it looks like Diablo. And how much of the story of Diablo do you know, Jerry?
There's a story?
Exactly.
There's a whole lot of CG.
It's actually pretty
CG.
It actually looks pretty good.
But BioWare,
the way he's smiling, I have a feeling there's a jiggle
face. Yeah,
there's a lot of boobs.
Actually,
or
there's not.
There's
Angel
demons.
Falls down. Girl finds him. He wants to kill Diablo. He kind of redeems himself.
There's a lot of boobs or something. Well, because Jerry's got a weird.
The reason
smile
why
right
I
now.
Say that he's is because BioWare is
that
a
nice.
BioWare is very heavy on stories with their games.
Are they?
Come on. Mass Effect?
What There's a story with Mass Effect?
Just because you play the multiplayer only, Jerry.
The only guy in the world.
He paid $60.
What?
For multiplayer.
For multiplayer.
They gave me 2 discs for multiplayer.
I remember the demo was fun, though.
It was crazy fun. Yeah, that's what got him on the freaking game in the first place.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just want to see how they're going to balance this whole type of Diablo fast-paced action, you know, RPG type of stuff with an actual story that I give a damn about.
Yeah, I don't know. That's asking a lot.
But it's BioWare.
All I want
they went out on record talking about, we're really story. About stories and we're, you know, we're going to give you a story on this one.
Hmm. Yeah, they have a good track record.
Fans
Sonic Chronicles The Dark Brotherhood. I mean, the story.
No, hey, no. Did you play that game?
No, I didn't.
Then don't sleep on it, because that game is actually pretty good. My brother bought that game, and he kept coming to me to ask him to beat certain parts.
I remember that one, actually. That was the DS one, right?
Yes, and I was like, all right, give me the, you know, DS, and I'll beat this part. And I was like, this game is actually pretty good.
BioWare did that?
Yeah.
Looking at this thing, it is a murderer's row of amazing storylines. Like, all the way back to Jade Empire. Baldur's Gate.
Yeah, they're good. So that's why when I've seen the gameplay on this one, I'm like, this looks like some that might not be good. It looks like that Silicon Knight game that they came out with.
Too human.
Not to jinx the game.
There was high hopes for that game, and it just dropped the ball.
I'm still hoping for the sequel, 3Human.
They scrapped that whole project, didn't they?
Yeah, it was like failure.
That was an embarrassment.
And the last thing to bang on the internet is the internet actually petitions to get Robin Williams in the next Legend of Zelda.
They can do it.
He's already going to be in WoW, right?
He's going to be in a WoW. Yeah, they just want a shout out, I think, for him in the next Legend of Zelda. Is that asking too much? He named his daughter Zelda. That's why they're after his favorite game.
And they had a commercial about the Ocarina of Time reboot on the PDS.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Check it out. He's
and deep. His daughter's extremely hot.
Come on, man. She lost her dad.
I know, exactly.
He did good work.
What a dick.
That's like...
Nothing about him.
Last thing to burn.
Man's talented.
Last thing to burn. Sorry. Last thing to bang. The sun will burn out before you find all the planets in No Man's Sky.
Oh, Did you see something about that?
Yeah.
It'll take you like billions of hours to see everything in that
game. Billions of years, they
challenge
say.
Accepted. In-game fat guy with no life.
Yeah, in-game
time. In-game stuff, yes.
Oh, I thought this was like real life time.
No. Yeah, real life time, yeah.
The game billions was of years, so they say. Freaking amazing on paper that I'm worried. I'm terrified.
That's the same thing I am with Landmark and EverQuest Next.
They want to make it hard for you to find your friends, apparently, too. Like, if I spawn somewhere and you spawn somewhere, we have to work to find each other.
I hate that crap.
And we're going to be galaxies apart. And then when we do unite...
But wouldn't it make it that much more...
Then Steven's going to get on. It's like, oh, shit. Now we got to go travel.
Won't it make... That's new quests right there.
That's fun. I mean...
Yeah, but it's going to take years to find each other.
Yeah, we should have done this whole show on this game.
We will. Yeah. Next weekend, bang. I'll work on this whole week to try to figure out more information and then more topics to talk about. But, as always, we have to say goodbye right now, everybody.
Oh, yeah, already?
It's the saddest time of the show, I understand. But we do. So next week, stick around. We'll have some No Man's Sky stuff for you. So for Corey, Steven, and Jerry, last name too long, I'm Sir Aaron Carter, and that was the best hour you have ever listened to. Thank you.
Bang.
Was it the best?
What?
Let me bang, man.
I do let you bang. Hey.
Let me bang again, man.
I let you bang.
Let me bang again, man.
I let you bang.
Let me bang again.
Let me bang.
Let me bang, man.
Now go fuck yourselves.